We do have Coach Bart Jernigan, Kemmer Ranger football on the phone. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend to y'all.
Hey, thank you. You as well, Coach. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day and talking to us. And, you know, we were just postulating a little bit on how tough it is as a head coach, as a coaching staff, to try and wrangle kids in an off season where the off season is something you've never experienced before, and nobody better than someone like yourself to kind of tell us what experiences you've had to this point on that. How has this whole thing affected Kemmer Ranger football, and how have you and your staff tried to overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a completely unique experience to anything that I've experienced prior in my coaching career. You know, and I think to trace the impact back, you've got to start with the third quarter of schools when schools stopped meeting, right, in person. So we lost that whole training block, the fourth quarter of schools, in terms of the ability to have our athletes in the weight room lifting and preparing. That fourth quarter is usually a pretty big focus on athletic development between the track and field program at the school, as well as our weight training. So that having been said, getting kids out the information of the training schedule was one difficulty that we found coming into the summer. Luckily, we're, you know, in smaller communities, so word of mouth spread pretty fast there. Another challenge that we had was just what was appropriate, you know, what would be allowed, what would be acceptable. And I believe you alluded to that a moment or two ago, but just figuring out what the state was going to okay, and then what the county health departments were okay with, what the individual athletic department was okay with. And so with just a lot of bureaucratic stuff that a football coach doesn't typically deal with. But we've been able to work through that, and we've had incredible help. Our athletic director, Cody Hartung, has done a great job of pulling together a plan for our athletes and an opportunity to come in and work out. It's not been ideal in terms of what I would have drawn up had I had the opportunity to not have to deal with coronavirus. But given the situation, I feel like we've made a good on a pretty bad situation. So we've been able to have our athletes in since the beginning of June lifting with some modifications in smaller groups, and had some stringent policies in terms of, you know, making sure that kids were well, going through a formal, you know, quick evaluation of where they were at, with including temperature checks, and then different policies and procedures in terms of keeping the weight room areas clean. We as a football program decided to push off our team camps until as late as possible in the summer training window, so we're still awaiting those, and those will happen the week of July 27th in some form or another. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you, what it'll look like, whether we'll be able to go, you know, padded, have contact, etc. We're still working with the county health department and our athletic director to draw up those final plans for the preparations for the season.
Coach Bart Jernigan, Kemmer High School football coach, joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, it's so much more than just the weight training and everything that makes a successful football program. A lot of it's team camaraderie, right? And having that chemistry, and a lot of that is built over the summer and pre-fall activities and events. So what has this done to the morale, do you think, of your team, especially the seniors and the juniors, because they know what a normal summer feels like? And so trying to go through it and work through this, what has it done for as far as the morale and chemistry of your team? Do you think that's been affected?
It's hard 100% to say, because we haven't pulled everybody together as one yet. We've all been in kind of smaller groups and pods working out. But I think that for the most part, our seniors and our juniors are really have actually kind of, this has galvanized them in a positive direction in terms of their desire to be involved in the sport. Maybe some of the things that they assumed would just happen, that were just normal and have taken for granted, have been taken away from them. I think what I've heard in a lot of individual conversations with our athletes is, man, I wish we could go. I wish we could get back to normal. So I think at least the appreciation for the opportunities has increased and grown. We'll see what it does in terms of that overall team chemistry. you know, we can regulate what the kids are able to do in terms of their weightlifting and those different types of things. But I know more than once I've seen groups of my players out throughout the community throwing the football around, you know, and non-organized by the school or the team, of course. So I think as best as we can, our leaders, our seniors and our juniors have done a good job of trying to keep that chemistry and camaraderie and those opportunities together. And they stay connected through social media fairly well anyways without even being in person. So I'm hopeful that we won't see a big lag or a drop off. And I'm hopeful that we'll see a greater level of appreciation out of our athletes for the opportunity to participate.
Coach, let's talk about the Rangers specifically. You had to battle through some adversity last year, and but you do have some kids coming back. Of course, the conference changes a little bit. You welcome Cokeville into the ranks officially. You've got some guys coming back like A.Q. Martinez. I think Wyatt Peternell is back, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us about some of your goals for this upcoming season, and maybe some other guys that maybe we don't know about, or what you'd like to see from them as you try and improve on last year's numbers.
Yeah, so our goals for this upcoming season, you know, are to get back to the playoffs. We were able to do that 2 years ago, and then had a little bit of a drop off last year in production with, you know, a couple of causes for that, but our goal is to get back into the playoffs, and obviously, you know, that's hopefully everything goes off as normal. Everybody's got their fingers crossed. AQ will definitely play a big role in everything we do. He'll be a, you know, fourth year senior. He's started for us since he was a freshman, so he's going to be somebody who's our offense is going to revolve heavily around, and we're going to need him to take a step forward on the defensive side of the ball in order to fulfill that potential as well. You had mentioned some names like Wyatt Peternell, and we've got a couple of other young sophomores to be this year, Jake Campman and Regan Walker, who are going to have to take some steps forward for us to fulfill that potential. In terms of our junior class, we've got a couple of kids who are going to do a really good job of stepping to that leadership plate. And I've already seen a little bit of it that this summer and just getting to get kids together informally. Kids like Tyson McCain, Matthew McMillan, Tommy Skidmore will also play a role in what we do. And then in terms of our senior class, we're going to be a little scant there. I think we'll have three seniors this year, including AQ. So we'll have Aaron Ortiz, which he'll be a force on the defensive and offensive lines. And Nick Carlson also looks to add value and contribute on the defensive and offensive lines as well. So those are kind of a rundown of our key players that we're really counting on to do big things. And I think we've got a lot of players in this program who maybe are a little bit less heralded, but are looking to make that big growth. And I'm excited with what I'm seeing in the weight room, and I'm hoping that translates into on the field performance.
Coach, when you look around the two-way West, it seems like it's kind of up for grabs almost this year, and it seems like a good opportunity for maybe to Kemmer, for a team like Kemmer, to really make that step back into the playoffs. Mountain View, of course, has been the kind of the perennial powerhouse in the conference, but they graduated a historically good class, and so, you know, what are they going to look like in the upcoming year? Dow mentioned Cokeville coming up, but, you know, Thermopolis and Lyman. Lovell got hot last year at the beginning of the season, but tailed off towards the end. So where do you see the conference right now, and how do you think things stack up for a good run for your team?
Well, I think the trophy still sits over in Mountain View. I'm not going to I think you've got to go through them, and I think Coach Walk's done a great job building up that program. So I would pin them as the early favorites. I think with Thermopolis entering this side of the state, they'll be another formidable team that we'll have to tangle with. And I believe they made the playoffs last year on the other side of the state, ended up losing to Mountain View, I believe. Lyman's got a lot of talent returning as well. I think they're poised to make some great pushes and growth, as well as Piney and Pinedale both have some great talent. Cokeville coming up is going to be an interesting thing. We're excited to have kind of a little bit of a cross county rivalry, in the division or conference. And, so I think honestly, you know, I just named off about everybody in the conference, and I know that seems like probably a cop out, but I really believe that across the board, you're right, it's going to be a pretty competitive conference. I don't think there's going to be a great gap between the teams, particularly, and it wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, maybe the conference champion win the conference with a loss or two, just given the competitive parity of the league. I think there's some excellent football and excellent coaching going on in 2A West. So I'm excited to see how it plays out this year.
Coach Mark Jernigan, head coach for Kemmer High School football. Coach, thanks so much for your time. You open up at Wheatland. We look forward to having our guy Rob Miles out in Wheatland with you to cover the game live on the Spur. And we're our fingers and toes are crossed along with you and your guys that that's just a game that we can head out there and play some football in Wheatland.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you guys and all you do for Ranger football. Go Rangers.
Coach Bart Jernigan, Kemmer High School football coach for the Kemmer Rangers, all part of First Bank Sports Friday.